So one of the many events taking place as part of the London Festival of Architecture in the Bankside area is an exhibition called Bankside On Call, which is the first in a series of events hosted by Better Bankside in their new pop-up space, which is a railway arch in Chancel Street, just a stone's throw from Blackfriars Road and Southwark Street. Corinna has curated the Bankside On Call exhibition. Tell us what it's all about.
The exhibition responds to the pace of regeneration happening in the area, and it's about getting the quieter voices from the local residents and the small businesses and representing them through audio pieces, interviews, a sound installation and a video piece.
So when people step into the space, what do they hear?
They'll hear the piece called Interior, and this is by the sound artist Bruce Gilbert. And he's used the local sounds, such as the breaking of the trains, the sound of construction, and he's manipulated those sounds on top of two interviews which I've carried out with a town planner talking about how urban planning it develops in the area, and also a local resident who lived in one of the prefab houses built after the Second World War.
And then when people step inside the space, what can they see and hear further inside the arch?
Well, we've created what we call a pop-up tea parlour. So there's a long table with a fantastic tablecloth based on 18th century banqueting tablecloth. And it picks up on local details such as the greasy spoon and calf, Terry's on Great Suffolk Street. And also we've hung all these handmade lights to give it a more kind of personal look. And then it's scattered with these alternative souvenirs such as paper bottle sculptures and china sculptures made from found pieces of china from the Thames.
And then there are four audio stations along one side of the space. There are four sets of recordings that people can listen to. Who are the people whose stories have been captured there?
Well, those stories are from people such as Austin from Terry's Calf, and Bruce, who lives in Falcon Point, who was one of the original residents, and an architect from Allies and Morrison who designed Bluefin Building. There's a town planner and a resident who was brought up in the Queen's buildings, which were demolished, and the residents were then moved on to the Haygate Estate. So a mixture of local businesses, planners and residents.
And tell us a bit about the specially commissioned tea towels, the limited edition of 100. I think people will be interested in those because they capture some local detail.
Mm. Yeah, there are fantastic tea cloths which are designed by textile designer Charlene Mullen. And she's taken a view of Tate Modern and the globe, and she's put on her own kind of personal touch and illustrated it with patterns and a bit of fantasy, so overlaying that onto the skyline.
And as well as the expected fixtures of the area, I noticed there's a helicopter overhead. The noise from the skies is something that local residents are very familiar with.
Yeah, I think she wanted to try and show all sides of the story, and she's included the cranes, which often get kind of airbrushed out. So it's very much about trying to tell the whole story, but in a quite sort of subtle way.
And where can people visit the exhibition, and when's it open?
The exhibition is on 7 Chancel Street, one of the converted railway arches, and it's open until the 4th of July, and the times are 12 o'clock until 6 o'clock, and we've got a late opening this coming Friday until 9 o'clock.